The next fellow is recording here tomorrow at 9 o'clock? 10 o'clock. Patrick O'Rourke from Making New Friends. Patrick is a friend that we recently made, and we like him a lot.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much for having me on. I love your stories. It's always a really good time. It's a lot different to do it, like, outside of a theater, though, right? But it's great. So my wife, Lauren, she's here today, and it's always been her dream to live by the ocean. Unfortunately, she married me. See, I was born in Joliet, Illinois. It's a suburb slash garbage dump about 45 minutes outside of the city, and I've spent about the past 6 years living in Chicago. So I am most comfortable doing urban things like going to comedy shows, having a few beers before a White Sox game, or even riding the L that, for some reason, is inexplicably wet. So, just like any sane urban person with a white trash background, I do not trust or like the ocean. There's a few reasons I don't like it. The entire ocean floor is covered in either poop or animals that eat poop. Human beings have only seen one-third of all the species in the entire ocean, and I have seen the movie Godzilla. There is still nuclear waste leaking from the Japanese nuclear power plant that was devastated by the tsunami in 2011, and I have seen the movie Godzilla. And Godzilla came from the deep ocean, and therefore he eats poop. I want to be clear, it's not Godzilla that I'm afraid of. I don't think we really understand Godzilla. And this is America, and if there is anything we do well, it's kill things that we don't understand. It's the potential of Godzilla-like creature emerging from deep within the ocean. I think it's human to be afraid of things that you do not understand. I mean, how else do you explain the shared fear of death, of the afterlife, of clowns? Of course, there are sharks, penguins, and genius dolphins who we are all aware of. But human beings still have not identified 80% of the organisms that live in the ocean. Humans can't go deeper than about one-third the depth of the ocean without our heads crushing our own brains. And after all that, seafood is disgusting. Shrimp? Oysters? Give me a break. Tuna, sushi, you've got to be kidding me. Seafood is the Pepsi of food. If there's nothing left and things get real desperate, I'll consider giving it a try. If I were stranded on a desert island, which would be my worst nightmare, then maybe I would eat a fish or drink a Pepsi. There's so much that is unknown about the ocean. There are rivers that flow 100 miles under the ocean's surface. So can't we find something better to eat? There must be some sort of underwater cow that we can make into sea steak, because a manatee is not going to cut it. When I was young, I was more liberal, and I used to be more comfortable with the unknown nature of the creatures of the sea. But I think I have late onset type A personality. These days, everything needs to be in its proper place. Eggs go in the fridge, keys go in the bowl, and my phone goes wherever I fall asleep. I think it's wise to fear, dislike, and even avoid the ocean, because someday it's going to kill us. We deserve it. We don't get it. We don't understand it. We treat it like the poop that lines its floors. And you know why? Because this is America, and if there's anything we do well, it's kill things we don't understand. Thank you.
Patrick, would you eat Godzilla?
Yeah, you gotta try it.
You gotta try it. That's certainly true.